From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. New York City bans all non-emergency travel as a massive winter storm lashes the U.S. East Coast. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said at a press conference that residents need to make safety their top priority.
The smart thing to do is to get away from any place that you're at work, get home from work. If you're out for any reason doing errands, get home. Get home, get safe.
Bus service and above-ground subway service were suspended. All Broadway performances were canceled, and the bridges and tunnels were shut down. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo imposed a ban on all local and state roads across the city, as well as Long Island, and crossings west to New Jersey. Winter Storm Jonas seriously impacted the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast regions Saturday afternoon, with nearly 60 centimeters of snow blanketing the Washington, D.C. area. With more snow forecast until the early hours of Sunday, weather services have predicted the storm could bring snowfall to rival the biggest blizzards on record. Iowa's Des Moines Register, the largest newspaper in the state that will cast the first votes for the U.S. presidential nominees, has endorsed Republican Marco Rubio and Democrat Hillary Clinton. The paper said that no other candidate can match the depth or breadth of Mrs. Clinton's knowledge and experience. The editorial board said for the Republicans, Rubio was the candidate that could chart a new direction for the party, one that rejects current sentiments of anger, pessimism, and fear, and instead emphasizes opportunity and optimism. The Iowa caucuses, which will be the first primary of the election season, are February 1st. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States and its Gulf allies have clarity on the initial steps in talks that could lead to a political transition in Syria. Speaking in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Saturday, Kerry said there was agreement that the International Syria Support Group would meet to resolve any differences that arise in the first round of UN-sponsored talks scheduled for next week in Geneva.
We reached an understanding of how to begin this first round of negotiations, and that is why the ISSG will meet shortly thereafter, in order to address any concerns that may or may not come up out of the first meeting.
Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the United States are among the world powers that make up the support group that has been backing the UN-led process. Vice President Joe Biden stressed the strategic importance of Turkey following a meeting with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu in Istanbul Saturday. As Dorian Jones reports, Biden said that both countries have made progress on several issues.
The Syrian conflict and the war against Islamic State, or Daesh as it's called, topped the agenda of talks between Vice President Biden and Prime Minister Davutoğlu. Ankara has been pressing Washington to intervene militarily in the conflict. More common ground appeared to be found, with Biden acknowledging Ankara's stance towards the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, and Islamic State as equal threats.
In terms of their actions, Daesh and PKK and al-Nusra, there's no substance. They're terrorist groups. They're simply terrorist groups.
Ankara has been strongly criticized by its allies for focusing its military efforts more on the PKK, which is fighting Islamic State in neighboring Iraq. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is calling for closer economic and security ties with China. Khamenei told China's President Xi Jinping during a meeting Saturday that Tehran was seeking to expand ties with more independent countries like China because, in his words, Iranians never trusted the West. Earlier, Xi met with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani earlier in the day. At the president's residence, the two leaders oversaw the signing of 17 agreements aimed at expanding diplomatic and economic cooperation. And approximately 200 refugees stormed the northern French port of Calais Saturday, with about 50 of them boarding the Spirit of Britain ferry. A spokeswoman for the ferry operator said the migrants were not able to get inside the vessel from an external deck because the staff locked the doors. The incident followed a demonstration of about 2,000 in Calais in support of migrants. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.